Here comes Inspirational Gold with Carol Gold. Truth, empowerment, and inspiration. If you're tired and done with news that has an agenda, politicians that seek only re-election, and a culture run amok, Carol Gold awakens you to what is and what's possible. And now, supporting you on the journey, honoring you in your choices, empowering you to be your highest self, and always lighting and leading the way, here is Carol Gold.
I'm sorry, the mic was off, and I'm back. I'm Carol Gold, and I'm here doing readings and giving advice this evening. This is an unscheduled show, technically. Last night, I did not get back to the board in time, and the show, actually, I think it might have gone live with dead air, which is a cardinal sin in radio or podcasting. But I'm here tonight to make up for last night, hopefully, and I will get to my callers. There are people in the queue. Before I do, I would just like to share a thought I had today. I was watching the vote, the House of Representatives vote on C-SPAN for the new speaker to see whether John Boehner would retain his speakership. And it was really a fascinating, maybe it was an hour or so, as they called through every single name of every member of Congress sitting there in the House chamber. Many of them had brought their children because it was the opening, well, it was the big vote before the opening day, which was later in the day, of the this session of Congress. And it's traditional that the House members bring their children. It's a wonderful historical event for the children. But as I watched it, and by the way, let's separate out politicians from the Constitutional Republic, which is the system in which they operate, because they're two very different things. Today, I was really warmed in my heart and inspired by the system itself, not the people in it running it, but the system itself. When you think of all the countries that have revolution and violent military coups and what happened in Egypt during the Arab Spring, and you watch the House of Representatives, you watch a change of power take place going from one party to the other, you see the civility of the way the system is set up, that every member gets their name called and out loud states who they're voting for. I realize that the system is corrupted by the people within it, but the system itself is really quite brilliant. And after 270 whatever years it is since its creation, we really don't stop to think how blessed we are and what opportunities are still here for us in a country that can still hold itself together with such a brilliant framework. So as I did today, not only did I watch the vote, but yesterday and today, because I had an opinion about what should happen, I called my congressional representative. It's John Carter here in Texas, where I live. He is my congressional representative. I called yesterday to indicate to his staff what I wanted to see happen today in terms of his vote. I called again today before the vote, and I called after the vote to let them know what I thought. I have a history on Capitol Hill. In my 20s, I used to be on the Hill and early 30s, quite a bit, advocating for positions on behalf of the State of Israel. And I learned that those phone calls that you make and those faxes that you think are so irrelevant and don't matter, I'm here to tell you that every call gets logged and every fax gets read and every email gets read. And it does matter because, believe it or not, they do care about their constituents because they want to get reelected. The problem for us is we aren't vocal enough. They don't have the same fear, I want to say, which is a word I don't like to use. They don't have the same respect for us that they have fear for their own leaders. And before I get to the queue, let me just explain what I mean about that. After the vote today, when John Boehner was in fact reelected as the Speaker of the House for the Republican Party, Majority Speaker, now that the Republicans have won the majority in the midterm election, there were one or two people, or three, who threw their name in the hat to run against Boehner. And one of them was Louis Gohmert from Texas, also a congressman. Obviously, they're all congresspeople. Although, guess what? You don't have to be a congressperson to have your name voted on for speaker. It only has to be an adult American citizen. You know, you could have called in and voted for me if you had wanted to. Anyway, they got 28 total votes for anyone other than John Boehner or Nancy Pelosi. And they needed 29 in order to have a second election, which would have been like a total runoff. So my point is this. After the vote, Boehner stripped Daniel Webster, who ran against him, of his position on the Rules Committee as a punishment for running against them. And Boehner went ahead after that and stripped a guy whose last name is Nugent from Florida, because Daniel Webster is a congressman from Florida, stripped Nugent of his position on the Rules Committee as punishment for voting for Webster. So it isn't the system that is corrupted. It is the people who run it. If you want to run against someone within your own party because you think you can do a better job and the Constitution allows you to put your name into the ring, and you get punished for exercising your constitutional right, then it's not about freedom. It's about political agendas. And while today it happened to have been the Republicans who acted reprehensibly, in my opinion, it's on any given day the Democrats as well, because the members of Congress are corrupted. And those who go there uncorrupted quickly find themselves corrupted. So without going into that any more than I just did, I want to make the final point. It's not the system, it's the people. It's not the gun who kills someone, it's the person using the gun or misusing the gun. There is nothing that happens in this world that we are not responsible for as individuals, because what we say, do, and think matters. The internet is neutral until you click the button. You can go to the History Channel or you can go to pornography. It's up to you. How you use the 3D world, what you do with physical matter, is all up to you. That's what free will is about. And when enough of us understand that the correct use of energy will get us the world we really want to live in, we'll stop misusing the energy and creating a world that is still filled with hatred and conflict and war and greed and lack of compassion. Remember, it's up to you and it's up to me. So let's go to my cue. I'm going to first go to area code, 313. Hi, this is Carol. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with and where are you from?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Your name?
Sherelle, Detroit, Michigan.
Hi, Sherelle. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, I was wondering if you could pick up on my friend. Like, when would I hear from him? And how does he feel about me?
Sherelle, I will in a minute. I want to ask you first. This doesn't often happen, but there's somebody in spirit that wants you to know they're okay. Do you know who that is?
Is it a male or a female?
Let me just ask that question because I didn't ask when I got the information. I think it's a female.
Okay. My grandmother probably...
So were you close with her?
Yes, I was.
Okay, because before I went on air, the last thing I heard was the first caller, there's someone here in spirit that wants to tell her that they're okay and that they're happy.
Aww.
And that they're proud of you. She's proud of you.
Okay, wow.
You should know that she's with you, that she's aware of what's happening for you, and she just said, raise your standard.
Raise my standard?
Yeah. Now, is this in relation to the guy you asked about, or is this in relation to your work life?
Both. Because yeah, I'm wondering, like, how does the guy Sam feel about me, and when would I hear from him?
So you want to know when you'll hear from him, and Spirit wants you to focus instead for the moment on, is he enough for you?
Oh, is he enough? Yeah, I believe he's enough.
So when I said raise your standard, and is it in your is it relationship to him or work? You said both. Why did you say both? What about him? Does raise your standard ring true?
Oh no. It's just work. I'm sorry.
It's what?
It's just with work.
Oh, just work, not him?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I misheard.
That's okay. So let's go to him last, even though you asked first, because your grandmother wants you to raise the standards around work. What does that mean for you?
I am not sure. What does she mean by that? I don't know if she means, like, raise the standards as in speaking up about my pay or raising the standards and meaning looking to a different direction about work.
That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that you're not working to capacity. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you have more talent and ability than the job you're in. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And are you in this job for economic reasons, because you need the money and it's paying money, even if it's not enough?
Yes. I've been looking for another job, but... I've been filling out applications over a year, and I've been filling out applications recently, and I haven't still had an interview or no one called me back.
Okay. So what kind of work are you doing now?
It's like Subway, something like Subway. That's what
okay.
I do.
Okay, and what kind of work do you want to do? What is your gift?
I like helping people.
Yeah, absolutely.
The work I'm looking for is receptionist, clerical, office, administrative. That's the type of work I'm looking for.
Okay, so they're saying that because you're a healer, whether you know it or not, it would be best for you to be, it's good that you want to be receptionist or administrative in an office, but they want you to definitely try to stay connected to health.
I am. I'm going to school for that. I can't have a job right now in that, because I don't have no type of degree or no type of experience within helping people as far as dealing with people. So that's why I kind of went to a different area as far as that. Because if I was to apply something dealing with a hospital, they don't want experienced people or the people that have a degree. So that's why I haven't went into that direction completely.
So what kind of program are you in, and what year are you in? How far along are you?
I will have my associate's in science in the nursing field by next year.
Excellent.
And I've been in school. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. So they're saying you're definitely on the right track around healing, and that they want you to, and this they're saying this will be a little tricky for you, but they want you to keep a very open mind about how you can help people with healing, because they're saying you actually, I'm hearing it's your hands that are gifted, that you can comfort people both emotionally but also physically by touch.
Yes, that is true.
Yes, yes. So, okay, so they want you to keep an open mind around that, because we're moving into a time when all sorts of alternative ways of healing and acceptance of those ways will become more and more common. So while you may still find yourself in a traditional nursing environment, be open to other kinds of maybe either classes or just following your own instinct when you're working with people. Ask yourself always the question, ask Spirit, ask your grandmother, how can I best help this person? Is it through talking with them, or is it through touch? Because
Okay.
You got that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when it comes to the guy, I've got three decks: the Archangel deck, the messages from the Angel deck, and the Fairy deck. Which one do you want?
Messages from
the Angel?
Yes.
Okay. So.
And what's your website?
It's Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E, gold, like the color, .com.
And you do private readings, right?
I do.
Okay.
Okay, so this says, time out. You've been so busy taking care of everybody else's needs, now it's time to stop and take care of yourself. So what I'm hearing from this card is stop worrying about when you're going to hear from him or if you're going to hear from him. Stop worrying about him,
mm-hmm.
and put your focus back on you. You need a period of rejuvenation, of nourishment, of being kind to yourself, of honoring yourself, of valuing yourself, so that whether he calls or not, and by the way, if he doesn't, I'm hearing someone else will. He's not the last stop on the train. If he doesn't come through, there's still someone else. So it doesn't pay for you to focus on when that will happen. It only pays for you to focus on getting yourself ready for it to happen. And the way you do that is by nourishing yourself.
So he don't feel and have no type of feelings or no type of way.
I didn't understand what you just said.
I said, so he don't have no feelings or don't have no feelings in no type of way.
I'm sorry, your voice is muffled. Could you slow down and enunciate a little bit better?
Yes. I said, so he don't have no type of feelings.
What type of what?
I said, so he don't have any type of feelings.
Oh, you're asking me, doesn't he have any type of feelings?
Yeah.
For you?
Yes.
Yes, he does have feelings for you. I just don't know if he's got it in him to go the distance, to commit and do something about it. I think he's a pretty nice guy. I just think he's, emotionally, he's a little shy. Not real sure
that
inside of himself.
Yes, that is true.
So
I always reach out. I always reach out to him. I always call and text him. He doesn't respond, but he's stubborn. And, you know, we haven't been out over a year. And
are you still pining over him?
What do you mean, piney?
Your heart's still stuck on him?
Yeah, just a little. Not really.
Then let it go. And let whatever's going to happen, happen. And stop worrying about whether he's going to come back or not.
Okay.
Focus on school
you.
And focus on yourself. You've got good stuff ahead of you. You just need to shift your focus.
Right, exactly.
Okay?
I do. Yes.
Okay, so blessings to you and have a great year.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to area code 412. Hi, this is Carol. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Keisha, hi. How are you?
I'm good. My question was... I guess, what did you see coming up for me? And I have, it's like a guy, me and him been off and on for years. Where do you see this going?
Continuing to go on and off for years, as long as you let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You asked me. I don't mean to not give you the news you want, but, you know, I'll tell you how I approach this show and how I approach readings. Number one, mm-hmm. I don't encourage people to constantly call, because there really isn't that kind of advice available from spirit. We get advice and we need to act on it before we get new advice, before new advice is available, because the advice from spirit is for work that we need to do. And until we do the work, the advice isn't going to be any better. So you can call 10 shows and, you know, in a week, and they can give you 10 different messages, or they can give you all the same message. It doesn't really matter. Until something strikes your heart as true and you act on it, there isn't going to be any progress. But the other thing I do on the show is I tell you what I act. I don't color things. I don't tell people I think they're going to get jobs if I don't. I don't tell people the guy is going to call if I don't think he is. And what came through is when you said we've been on and off for years, what do I see? I see more on and off for years. It's totally in your control.
If yeah, you some allow of the on it, and off has been me too, you know, because I'll cancel it for a while and stuff like that.
Yeah, and so that's why I say it's up to you. You have to decide what you want. And then once you decide what you want, then you will have set your standard, and then what you want can come to you. But as long as you're in the same place he is, which is, well, yeah, now, and then not so much later, and we'll go a few months, we won't see each other, and then we will again, then that's the way it's going to be, because you're totally in charge of that experience that you're having.
Yeah, I agree.
So the question becomes, what do you really want? Yeah.
That's a question.
Yeah. And that's the question you should be asking yourself. In the privacy of your own heart, you should be asking yourself, even if you don't know, I'd like to know the answer. What is it that I really want? And then get quiet and listen. And you may have to ask for a month every day and get quiet and listen. But if you don't put the question out, if you don't tell the universe that you're ready to know what you want, the universe can't give you what you want.
Yeah, I agree.
So, is there more?
No. Well, thank you, you know.
I'm not here to give you a hard time. I just actually want you to be happy. And the only way to be happy is to be truthful. And truth starts with ourselves. It starts with looking within and stopping the games. You know, I'll tell you something. I'll share this very private.
Because you could have told me, yeah, we're going to be together. And then the question is, do I really want to be with him?
You got it. You know, this week, within the last 7 days, I had a realization about myself. And it was very hard to face. But I've been focused for a while now, since I moved to Texas, on meeting someone. I'm divorced. I've been divorced about 6 years, and I really wasn't ready to meet anyone, but I am now. And when I say now, the last 6 months, I really got to the place where I was ready, and that's where my focus was, and I wasn't focused on anything else. And just this week, I realized that even if I met him tomorrow, it's not going to make me happy. Because the answer isn't in him or in a guy or in more spiritual studies, in more meditation, in more readings, more channeling. It's not where it is. It's in getting out into the world in my business capacity, in my legal capacity, and doing the work that I've been trained to do in a way that I enjoy doing it. And so it was very hard to face that in a way I was hiding behind the guy. I was hiding behind that subject because what I really didn't want to do was the hard work. I really didn't want to do the area that I wasn't all that comfortable in. I wanted it to be the way I wanted it to be. And the universe doesn't do that. When we put out that we're ready, the universe brings us the highest and best good for ourselves and for others. But if you're playing a game with yourself, the universe will only bring you more confusion. Because as long as you're not clear, as long as you're not honest, as long as you're not truthful, you will get dishonesty, lack of clarity, and untruthfulness. Because the universe will meet you wherever you are. It's a very just universe. You know, I'll tell you that in the Hebrew Bible, in the Old Testament, God has many names, not just God like in English. In Hebrew, there are a ton of names, as actually 72 of them to be exact. But the name of God that is used in Genesis for the creation, in the beginning God created heaven and earth, that God is called Justice. And the reason it's called justice is because we live in a just universe. It is just. It will create justice. And whenever there's injustice, it will eventually move it toward justice because it's a just universe. And so when you are in a place of deception, all you can get is more deception. You'll never get what you want when you're lying to yourself or someone else. So, Keisha, the absolutely best thing you can do is to figure out what is true for you. Is it true that you want to be alone? Is it true that you only want occasional relationship? Or is it true that you want committed relationship? And once you have that answer, then the universe can meet you in a place of truth and justice. But until then, you're going to be in a loop, and it's the loop you've been in for the past several years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know you can do it. I know you can do it.
Okay.
I do. I believe in you. I feel it.
Uh-oh.
So
yeah.
Go to work. Yeah. Go to work and do the do the hard work, and the payoff will come.
Okay.
Okay. Blessings to you.
Right. Okay. Have a good night.
You too. Bye bye. You know, I know people call in on Blog Talk Radio all the time to get readings, and I've listened to other shows, and there's some very good people out there, but there are also an awful lot of people who will either tell you what you want to hear or make something up, and I'm not saying that I'm always right or that my approach is necessarily the best one, but it's the only one I know because I have to practice what I preach. And what I preach is integrity, integrity to self and integrity to others. So to the best of my ability, when you call the show or you type something in the chat room and you have a question, I give you what I hear through my connection to source. But I want to remind you, because there's less than about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left, I want to remind you something. Whether it's Neil Donald Walsh in Conversations with God or it's Sandra Snead, who is a reader that has a new book coming out because she talks to God, or she talks for God, God talks through her. The truth is, God talks through every single human being. We are all God in action. Nobody has a better connection to God than you do, because you're just another aspect of God having an experience in a physical body for a brief period of time. There are something like 84,000 seconds in a day, or whatever. Yeah, I think that's about right. And think of them as dollars in a bank account. Spend them wisely, because they don't get replenished. Once they're gone, they're gone. So every thought, word, and deed you have matters. You are God in action, and you get 84,000 chances every single day, every second that you breathe, to be your highest good and to shine light in a world that desperately needs it. I'm Carol Gold. My website is Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E, gold.com. You can work with me in private sessions. You'll see how to do that on the website. My books are on the website, and there's a free download on the website called Too Many Secrets. That's my gift to you. It's an inspirational book with daily inspirations. Namaste to each of you. The divinity in me recognizes and bows to the divinity in you. I'm Carol Gold. Blessings.
You've been listening to Inspirational Gold with Carol Gold. please check out Carol's blog on her website at www.carolgold.com. You can email her at contact@carolgold.com. Carol can also be heard Fridays at 10 a.m. Central on Above the Fray podcast with co-host Steve Clark. Please visit Carol's fan page on Facebook at Above the Fray podcast and follow her on Twitter at Carol Gold Now. It's great having you be a part of creating a better world. Until we're all back together again.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste.